Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Jonga Kandemiri. Today we discuss Zimbabwe's 44th independence anniversary and what it means to Zimbabweans living in the diaspora. Before we delve into the main topic of the day, let us look at what is happening elsewhere. 1 year after Sudan's war started, international donors pledged over $2.13 billion in funding for the country at a conference in Paris. Meanwhile, the UN says the looming famine in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, is unprecedented, and human rights activists are calling for justice for the coordinated of court ethnic killings that continue in Darfur. Henry Wilkins reports.
On Monday, 1 year from the start of Sudan's civil war, French President Emmanuel Macron announced at a Paris conference that international donors are pledging over $2.13 billion in aid to the country. Although details of when the money will be available are still scarce, the announcement will bring hope to aid workers who previously said only 6% of the funding needed for Sudan this year has been donated. Parts of the capital, Khartoum, have been flagged with a famine warning in recent weeks. VOA asked the top aid worker in Sudan whether he knows of any previous instances of a capital city anywhere in the world falling into famine.
In my experience, I've not heard of it. I spent 7 years in Somalia, and Mogadishu was actually where people went to find relief. Certainly I think for most people, Somalia is, you know, sort of a synonym for a very difficult place to work. I'm finding this to be the most challenging environment operationally that I've ever seen. And as you mentioned, it's getting worse.
Aside from the lack of funding, aid workers say they are confronting security issues and a lack of access due to Sudanese bureaucracy. Most large humanitarian organizations pulled out of Darfur last year because of a lack of security. How the new funding will reach where it is needed most is unclear. Adam Rojal is an advocate for refugees and the displaced in Darfur, an area of Sudan that has also received famine warnings. He spoke to VOA via a video call from Darfur.
We are seeing problems now, such as hunger and malnutrition, and that's why children are dying daily. For example, as per the surveys conducted by Doctors Without Borders, children are dying daily in Zamzam's displacement camp. Every 2 hours, there is a child dying there.
Rojal also noted that since the start of the war, the paramilitary rapid support forces, or RSF, and Arab militias in Darfur have been perpetrating human rights abuses and ethnically motivated killings against black Sudanese.
I mean full-fledged crimes that need international intervention and punishment of individuals who have committed such crimes. Justice is needed sooner or later, and those criminals need to be punished locally and internationally. No one should escape from justice.
Human Rights Watch says these killings are coordinated.
I think one of the main findings that we have been finding over and over is how these attacks were deliberate, how they were systemic, the strong mobilization and coordination between the RSF and the allied militias acting jointly.
8.2 million people have been displaced in Sudan, and 24.8 million, more than half the population, need humanitarian assistance, according to the UN. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
Back to Zimbabwe. The Minister of Agriculture, Encias Masuka, has responded to ZANU-PF party spokesperson Christopher Mutsangwa's claims that the ruling party will lead the distribution of drought relief in drought-ravaged regions. In clarifying the issue, Masuka told a post-cabinet media briefing yesterday that the process is apolitical.
All the provinces now are beginning to collect all information about every household in the country and about its status in terms of vulnerability, identifying elderly-headed families, child-headed, disabled, chronically ill, and everyone. So a robust village-based register produced and the village head convening the village assembly. So that is not a political approach, that is an inclusive approach. We also have the second round of crops and livestock assessment, which has just been concluded and the results will be out. The third aspect that government has undertaken is the Zimbabwe Livelihoods Assessment Committee, which has been activated for both urban and rural areas by the Food and Nutrition Council. Using these three pillars, we are then able to objectively assess the status of each one without asking their political affiliation. It means that because the process is apolitical, my expectation is that therefore the result will be apolitical. It will be a mere listing of the vulnerability status of each of our households throughout the country.
That was Agriculture Minister Anxious Masuka speaking to reporters in Harare. Now back to our main topic. Zimbabwe tomorrow marks 44 years of independence, with the main celebrations set for Murambinda in Buhera, Manicaland province. This comes at a time when some Zimbabweans are saying there's nothing worth celebrating due to alleged human rights violations, election rigging, corruption, bad governance, and other issues in Zimbabwe. Despite these challenges, Zimbabwean authorities are inviting everyone to attend the Independence Day celebrations amid concerns over the introduction of a new currency, the Zimbabwe gold, which, according to locals, won't transform their lives. Here is what Information Minister Jenifer Muswere has to say about this event.
Zimbabwe taura hurumende inotungamirirwa naPresident Idi Nangago iri kukoka maZimbabwezi ose kuti auye kumhemberero yeIndependence kwaMurambinda kumaNicaland province. Hurumende zvakare iri kukoka vatungamiriri vese vemudare vemuparamende, masenata ose ari muParliament of Zimbabwe, iri kukoka zvakare madzimambo vezvemabhizimusi vezvemutambo, vatungamiriri vemasangano akasiyana siyana zvichisanganisira vatungamiriri nevamiririri vemapato anopikisa, kuti tiuye tese tipemberere zuva reIndependence musi wa 18 April 2024.
That was Zimbabwe Information Minister Jenifer Muswere speaking to reporters in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Dewele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing Zimbabwe's 44th independence anniversary. We are focusing on what independence means for Zimbabweans living in the diaspora. Joining us right now to discuss this topic is ZANU-PF spokesperson for Botswana District, Engineer Notok Chawatama, Mr. Divine Mambi Hove, leader of Opposition National Alliance of Patriotic and Democratic Republicans, who is based in London, and Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi, who is the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. He is based in South Africa. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Yes, good evening, good evening.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's start with you, Engineer Chawatama. Zimbabwe is celebrating its 44th independence tomorrow. How important is this to Zimbabweans? Engineer Chawatama, phone yenu is breaking. I don't know kuti vamwe vari kukunzwa here zvamuri kutaura because you are breaking. Yes, we are calling you again, Engineer Chawatama. Let me go to Mr. Hove. Mr. Hove, this is coming at a time when Zimbabweans are leaving the country in search of greener pastures. Where does this leave the celebrations?
Thank you very much for inviting me on this show. The issue of independence in Zimbabwe is an issue that, in my view, has just become a celebration for the event, but without much translation to the fruition of the promise of independence. I think if we are not careful as a nation, we are slowly getting misdirected from that promise of independence, the ethos of independence, as to what it meant and what it was supposed to be. Our thinking as a political party is that independence was supposed to restore the livelihoods of ordinary Zimbabweans, the peasants in particular. But it would now seem like independence is just any other state event, colorful event, but without much reflection on the lives of people, because the majority of people are leaving the country now because of economic challenges. The majority of Zimbabweans are not able to put a decent meal on their table. Their salaries are eroded. Their incomes are eroded. So it becomes very difficult. That's why you see, to some extent, some people would wish to be in Rhodesia rather than in Zimbabwe. So we really need to do a proper reflection upon the matter of independence as to what it means, really, especially for the ordinary Zimbabweans, the peasants in particular, because they are the ones who are most affected and destabilized by colonization. So mm-hmm. as long as there is no proper translation of the reformation of the lives of the peasants, then independence becomes any other event. I think as a nation, we are slowly digressing from that promise of independence.
Thank you so much, Mr. Owe. Please do stay on the line. Let me go to Mr. Mkwananzi. Mr. Mkwananzi, many Zimbabweans are exiled in South Africa as political and economic refugees. What is their sentiment when they look back at 44 years of independence?
Thank you very much. I did try to do a quick survey once I was invited to the show to talk about independence, and there it was quite negative, the sentiments that you'd hear from our WhatsApp groups. I said, look, we need to talk about independence and turning 44 today. What would you say about this? And people were even asking me which independence. So it would seem the word independence perhaps masks the actual intention that was there by people fighting for freedom. It should have been a freedom day, free from colonial oppression, free from colonial control. But what has manifested is a situation where a lot of people would rightfully say they are not free. They are not free to be heard. They are not free to be with dissenting voices or opposing voices. As one would notice the political landscape back home, shuns those who oppose. I'll put it in quotes, opposition is an enemy, apparently, to the current government, which has been there since independence. So it is a bit sad that we are all over the world looking for so-called greener pastures, but in those countries, we are looked at as mere nothings of people, especially here in South Africa. The sentiment on Zimbabweans is that of a nuisance of people that have lost any dignity. So Independence Day really is just become one of those days where we gather and people in high places that enjoy apparently this freedom or this independence talk about it in flying colors, and there is no one telling the other that, look, the emperor is naked.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Let me check whether Engineer Chawatama is back on the line. Engineer Chawatama? Okay, we are still trying to connect with the Engineer Chawatama. Let me go to Mr. Owe. Owe, tirikuona kuti mangwana izuva rekupemberera kuwana rusununguko kwenyika yeZimbabwe. Asi vakawanda vari munyika nevari kunze kwenyika vari kuchema nezvakawanda zvavari kuti hongu rusununguko ruripo, asi tiri kushaya zvakati nezvakati nezvakati. Imi muri vamwe vari kuchema nenyaya iyoyo, muri kubato rinopikisa. Zvii zvamungati dai zvavepo pamakore makumi mana nemana nyika iwana kuzvitonga? Vahove,
mubvunzo wakareruka chaizvo uwoyo, haumbodi kutisere kutsvaga kuti chii chingadai chichiitika. Tinongodzokera kushure kwokuti colonization yakaunza chii kuvana vevhu. Yakaunza kutambura nekuti vakabviswa paivhu ravo, vakabviswa pamararamiro avo. Ikonomi yechitema yanga yakagadzikana nenzira yechitema, vanhu vachikwanisa kurarama nevhu. Saka colonization yakauya ikambunyikidza, ikaputsa ikonomi yevanhu vatema. Saka independence yaifanirwa kudzosa kana kuumba patsva ikonomi yevanhu vatema. Ndosaka ndareva kuti as long as independence does not translate kumwana wevhu ari kupasi kwamurambinda, kunkai, kucholocho, as long as independence isati yasvika muhomwe make, hapana chaangapemberera. Nekuti upenyu hwakaputswa nevachena ndo hwaifanira kunge hwakutaridza izvizvi kuti aiwa, kusununguka kuya kwaunza pundutso, kwaunza kurarama, kwaunza kuti vana vakwanise kurarama nevhu, vakwanise kurarama ikonomi ichinyatsofamba zvakanaka, maindastri, mafektari, zvese zvichifamba zvakanaka. Saka ukatarisa iko zvino, vana vevhu vazhinji vari kutambudzika, vasiya nyika, vazhinji vapararira nyika yese nenyaya yekushaya kuti vorarama sei. Saka naizvozvo independence ungangova uinayo asi muhomwe kana musina chirimo, hapana zvazvinobatsira. Ukatarisa mari dziri kuhorwa nevanhu vari kumusha kuZimbabwe, dzinotosiririsa kuti ufunge kuti vari kuzvikwanisa sei. Ukaenda kuma embassy centers kana kuti kunogadzirwa mapepa ekuti ubude nyika, everyday unoona kwakazara vana vachida kubuda nyika. Saka izvozvo zvinototaridza kuti nyika yedu haina kumira zvakanaka. 44 years after independence, dai tichitaura kuti nyika yedu yava pane chimwe chinhano, yava kukwanisa kuti munhu nemunhu upenyu hwake achitarisa sure achiti aiwa, upenyu hwangu huri kuchinja gore negore huri kuchinja. Zvino tinoti tikaenda mberi todzokera mumashure, tikaenda mberi todzokera mumashure, nyika yacho unotadza kunyatsonzwisa kuti tiri kuenda kupi. Tiri kungofamba makore edu asi pundutso chaiyo hapana.
Thank you so much, maita basa wawe. Let me go to Mr. Mukwananzi. Mr. Mukwananzi, I want you to respond in isiNdebele. There are people who are saying Zimbabwe is developing. 44 years of independence has seen a lot of development in terms of education, in terms of infrastructures, agriculture, and other segments. What's your take on that?
ngikubuhlungu ukuthi ngibe yimi okhuluma ngezinsolo instead ukuthi ngitshengise i-positivity uma ngikhuluma, kodwa kunzima ukuthi uma umuntu ethi yena iZimbabwe isithuthukile, ngimbona ngathi kwesinye isikhathi usuke engahambanga emazweni amanye athuthukileyo. Ngoba nje sesingaqala nje bengisekhaya emalangeni, umgwaqo nje osuka eBeitbridge usuya koBulawayo uhambe kanzima. Akunyenkayi, awenkayi nje awukho. So imigwaqo in general bengihamba ngomgwaqo wenyama endlovu Tsholotsho, which imigwaqo yinsika nje ye-logistics nakho konke nje okuxhumanisa ilizwe. I-infrastructure iqalela nje ekuboneni imigwaqo. Imigwaqo yethu ayikho ezingeni impela, ayikho kangisho njalo. So akutshengisi intuthuko in terms of infrastructure. Sesingakhuluma ziningi izinto manje kugesi, electricity, kuyacinywa kulesi cime cime njalo nje. Akukhombisi lokhu ukuthi i-electricity or in terms of infrastructure.
Wow. We just lost Mr. Mkwananze, but fortunately, Engineer Chawatama is back on the show. Welcome back, Engineer Chawatama.
Yes,
yes. Yes, my question to you, Engineer Chawatama, was Zimbabwe celebrates its 44th independence tomorrow. How important is this to Zimbabweans?
I know standards we zvakati nakira nekuti tiri develop asi kunze kuno kuti nezvinhu zvakawanda zvatiri develop in terms of ma remittance zvamene kana pano most power so ma remittance tiri kuita zvakanaka tatiwo kuma 1.7 billion pagore. Saka ndinofunga kuti nyika yedu irikutora rurengo direction kuvaka dzimba dzakanaka kuzimbabwe nekunge tichiwana mari dziri nani kunyika kunze kuno kwatiri ndo zvimwe zviri kutiitira kana tiri kuno kunze kunyika kwatiri kuvaka tikwanisa kuine nguva
taura henyu.
Tini kunze kuno kuti ma skill based exchanges atinowanawo nevanhu kwatinenge tiri kuno kunovadzidzisawo vatichifundawo mamacultures avo tichidaro tichienderera mberi tichikwanisa kuvaka kumusha zamsaying tiudevelopa zvinhu zviri kufamba zvinenge zviri nani pane kana tiri kunze kuno kuzviri nani.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Engineer. Let me throw a quick question. I want a short answer so that we go back to Mr. Hove. Some are saying Zimbabwe is failing to progress because of rampant corruption and human rights abuses. What's your response to that?
Yes, no,
can you give us the response in English for the benefit of our listeners?
We see things in different ways. Some people they see in and of positive, some see them in the negative. But I think things are going well for me.
Thank you so much. And Mr. Owe, we heard from Engineer Chawatama. He was talking about Zimbabweans in the diaspora helping the economy there through remittances. What's your reaction to that?
It's very sad in a way that, you know, as a country, we are now having to raise our flag on the footing of remittances. Whereas we know the potential that the country has in terms of it by itself, you know, producing for itself and earning money for itself. Of course, we can never get to a point where we will totally agree or disagree on one position. But that fact alone, my remittances are now seeming to be a very thing that we can be so proud of. Whereas You know, we could be celebrating exports, we could be celebrating production, we could be celebrating development. I find it very discouraging. Besides, those remittances are coming from children of Zimbabwe who left the country out of desperation. Mm-hmm. And they are trying to support the people back at home. So it's like celebrating the desperation of another person. Because if, for example, there's a funeral and I send money back home and I know that they can't foot a bill for funeral, they can't foot a bill for medication, they can't foot a bill for anything. You know, the moment you leave the country, you get attention from everyone back home because they want your support. And that support is one which the country is now celebrating. It's very unfortunate, I think.
Thank you so much. Engineer Chawatama, I know you are itching to respond to that.
Yeah, but we need to be everywhere, yes, because we are educated. We are educated. We are being loved in other countries, and we are assisting them, like I'm saying.
Thank you. Engineer, may I cut you short? I'll come back to you. Let's take our caller. We have a caller. Hello? Hello, tine mutereri parunare. Hello, magadi mutereri. Ndofunga wasmia zotinzwa. Regai tizokere kuna engineer Chawatama. Please continue, engineer Chawatama.
Njangani chinero mbora taka piwa. Chineo kwanza kufam, chino kwanza kufuenda njika. Nenzizo ya tinayo. Ya taka kumbarewa nayo, njika yedi ya Zimbabwe. Chineenda kufuze.
Yes, let me throw, our time is running out. Let me go back to Mr. Owe. Mr. Owe, there are some who are saying there is no opposition in Zimbabwe because the opposition is not united. It's fragmented and it's seen each time there are elections in the country. What's your comment on that?
We are yet to learn what is politics as a country, because the people think the politics kungo kwanisa ku sumuka mchita mirijonga mchini mchidai zvakadaro. Opposition politics them Zimbabwe dzava politics dzemari. As long as the womwe dzisina kusimba, politics hadzisi dzakakwanisa kuti dziitike. It's a very unfair ground. So you find that even people who are in opposition, they don't have resources.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, they end up being attracted back to where the resources are. So you find
good one.
I was in the Zanu PF.
Thank you so much. Our time is over. And at this stage, we have to say thank you to our guests, Engineer Notok Chawatama, ZANU-PF spokesperson for Botswana District, Mr. Divine Mambi Hove, leader of opposition National Alliance of Patriotic and Democratic Republican Party within Britain, and Mr. Bongani Mkwananzi, who is the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Last but not least, you, the listeners, we have come to the end of the show. Let's meet again next time. This is Jonga Kandemiri signing off in Washington, D.C.